R7.2. You will hear a fitness coach describing physical activities. Choose the correct answer A, B or C.
Hi, I'm Heidi. I'm a very experienced fitness coach and I'm going to tell you about some cardiovascular activities, physical activities that are really good for your heart and lungs. Are you bored with the usual suggestions for a good cardiovascular workout, like running and swimming? There are plenty of other things you can try, and here are three of them. The first is skipping. Perhaps you remember jumping with a skipping rope with your friends when you were a child? Well, these days, skipping's becoming more and more popular as a fitness activity. It's a great way to make your arms and legs stronger, and it's such a cheap and simple way to exercise, too. All you need is some space, preferably outdoors, and a skipping rope that's the right length. If you stand on one end of the rope and pull it up, the handle should reach to your chest. There are different kinds of jumps and steps that you can try, and with a regular skipping program, you should find yourself getting fit quickly. A word of warning though, skipping is a high impact sport. It isn't the best activity for people with weak knees or elbows. Spinning is another form of exercise that you could try. This is basically cycling on fixed bicycles in a gym with a group of other spinners. The instructor uses music and well-chosen words to motivate you through the session. A small computer attached to the bike shows you how fast you're cycling and how much energy you're using. Of course, spinning's never going to be as exciting as cycling outdoors in the fresh air, but the main advantage is that the instructor will guide you through a carefully planned routine. And, of course, it never rains at the gym, so you'll always be able to go to your spin class. The third activity you could try is aqua or water aerobics. It's similar to traditional aerobics in which you move in time to music, but you do the class in a swimming pool. The water makes the movements more difficult, so you have to work harder. At the same time, the movements are slower and gentler than in a normal aerobics class because the water supports your body. For this reason, water aerobics is good for anyone who has problems with their knees and elbows.